Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When you're down and troubled and you need a helping hand.
We're back. It's 12 after. 800-531-3815. Toll free coast to coast. And folks, we got a couple of ladies with us this half hour who want to talk to us about how to improve our eating. Dr. Ann Coltz is a health and wellness expert, and Julie Reed, who's our other guest, is a food and recipe expert. Dr. Coltz, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Good to have you here, Julie Reed. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
It's good to have you two on the show. You know, I've been around long enough to remember when Mom cooked breakfast and sent us all off with a nice warm meal, and we caught lunch on the road somewhere, but then for dinner, a supper, depending on what part of the country you're in, everybody came home, we all gathered around the family table and all that, and
right.
Ladies, that was a nice trip down memory lane, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
Yes, I grew up in that time.
Yeah, things are different these days, and I know certainly my life is different with regard to where I eat my meals. I mean, it's not uncommon for me to eat. Well, I typically won't eat three meals out a day because I typically eat my breakfast here in my offices in my studio. But the other two meals, it's not uncommon for me to eat two meals in a restaurant. So the question is, and this is really a pressing issue for me. And that is how do I eat healthy and without eating at home?
Okay. What I would recommend is a physician that specializes in wellness, which means I spend most of my time teaching people about the optimal diet. There are a couple things you need to do. First of all, you've got to arm yourself with a little bit of information. What is the important information you need? You need to know about the difference between good fat and bad fat. You want to minimize the bad fat, which is trans fat and saturated fat. You want to go for the healthy fats, canola, oil, and olive oil. You want to make sure you get as many fruits and vegetables as you can get into your body. They promote health in extraordinary ways. And the third thing is know the difference between good carbs and bad carbs. Bad carbs are all that highly refined, highly processed white stuff, white bread, white flour, white rice.
The stuff that I love, potatoes. And
well, you know what? You got to learn to love some of those other things.
Boy.
You know, beans and whole grains and fruits and vegetables can be delicious. So that's the nutritional information you need, and then you've got to have exercise and personal control and seek out restaurants that will allow you to do those things. And
I want to come back to those ingredients in just a minute, but before we do, I want to get Julie in here because Julie, you work for Ruby's Tuesdays, and you guys have some other products out there, some other brands out there, but primarily Ruby Tuesdays. And what is your organization doing to help your diners to eat healthy?
Ruby Tuesday is committed to being a leader in smart eating, and we have launched our smart eating initiative on Tuesday of this week. How ironic. On Tuesday of this week, November 11th, we launched a new menu that contains more than 30 low-carbohydrate smart eating menu items. We have a menu guide that's on every table to educate our consumers about smart eating, about these items that are low in carbohydrate, but about eating out in general, about eating good carbs and whole grain and fresh fruits and vegetables.
There's a lot of proposed legislation around the country right now to make restaurants post nutritional information on their menus, maybe at their table. Are you saying that Ruby Tuesdays is a little bit ahead of the curve on this one?
We feel that, yes, we are committed to being a leader in our industry in providing nutritional information, yes.
Well, you know, I'm the last person, Dr. Coltz, to want the government to put a new regulation on me, but I will say this, and I guess I have to take my hat off to Ruby Tuesdays as well, Julie, because I would like to know more. I mean, when I shop for groceries, I do a lot of cooking in our family, and I like to cook, and I actually like to go to the grocery store and buy fresh foods.
Mm-hmm.
And when I shop for foods, I look for the ingredient information. I look for the nutritional
Good
information.
For you.
But I don't have that available to me when I go out and eat out in a restaurant. And I actually would do that more if I had that available.
I agree with you. I think the more information we can, more specific nutritional information we can give consumers, the more informed choices, the better choices they're going to be able to make. I, like you, am certainly not into government regulations, and I'd like to see the government offer more nutritional education to the country. And I read an interesting statistic the other day that currently the government spends one-fifth of what is spent on the marketing budget for Altoids on specific nutrition education for the population. So, yes, I'm game for giving consumers as much information as they can have to make more informed, smarter eating decisions, but I want to also see some improvement in nutritional education.
Julie, if I come to your place, one of the things I love to eat are chicken fingers and French fries. I mean, I love those two things together. And so am I going to have an option? Are you going to provide me on your menu an option that would maybe be a little healthier than a fried piece of chicken and a fried potato?
We're going to provide you about 30 options on there. But the good news is on the times that you do choose to have fried foods, Ruby Tuesday is the first national chain to begin frying all of their fried foods in the heart-healthiest oil, which is canola oil that contains no trans fats.
Where does the canola come from? What's
canola?
Canola
comes from the rape plant, R-A-P-E.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, I've heard of that. I've seen that plant. I've seen that. That's a ground cover.
It's like collard greens.
It's a ground cover. Yeah, it's a ground cover that I've seen when I was growing up on the farm. Okay, I guess I never knew that, but that's a lot healthier. And also, cooking with olive oil. I mean, olive oil is probably more expensive than canola oil from a standpoint of operating a restaurant. But I try to cook with olive oil as much as I can at home.
The other thing about olive oil is we provide that on our salad bar, and it's great for a salad dressing. But you can't fry in olive oil; it's not heat stable.
Mm-hmm.
So canola oil is the heart healthiest oil for frying.
I see. All right.
We also have these choices. You ask about choices on our menu in lieu of fried chicken and fried chicken tenders and French fries. And we do have some great tasting options on our menu, the turkey burger wrap and a turkey wrap and grilled fish with fresh steamed broccoli and creamy mashed cauliflower as an alternative.
Cauliflower, boy, that really gets me going there. Cauliflower, I can't. Please give me more cauliflower. I'm sorry.
Well, actually, you're gonna love this.
Stand by. We got to take a quick break.
Okay.
I got the last cauliflower word there. We're gonna be right back, folks. After these messages, more to come. 20 after. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after, and ladies and gentlemen, while we were on a break, something truly revolting happened. Julie Reed converted me to cauliflower, from potatoes to cauliflower, and I've broken out into a cold sweat. I don't know, but now I must have mashed cauliflower. Is that what you call it, Julie? What is it called? There?
Creamy mashed cauliflower. Have you ordered your
creamy mashed
order from Ruby Tuesday yet?
I have not ordered that yet. I didn't have the guts to do it before, but now I must have that.
Go for it.
So I guess I'll be going over there today and ordering some creamy mashed cauliflower.
High-fiber, low-carbohydrate alternative to mashed potatoes, just as creamy and just as tasty.
Yeah. I'm glad the Potato Lobby isn't part one of our sponsors, but okay. So, one of the things that we're talking about, folks, is how to eat healthy when you're eating out especially. But not only when you're eating out, because Dr. Coltz is telling us some things. By the way, it's Dr. Ann Coltz, who is a national health and wellness expert, and Julie Reed, who's the architect of the Ruby Tuesday's smart eating menu, and these ladies are joining us to talk to us about how to do a better job. The things that we're talking about today not only are making us healthy, but it also helps to hold our weight down, doesn't it? I mean,
absolutely.
And when I say, obviously, having weight down is healthy, but in addition to putting good nutrition in our bodies, we're also lowering the evidence of or the incidence, I should say, of gaining weight too, right?
Exactly.
Which is good for our heart and good for so many things. How can we take some of the things that Julie's talked about in this, with the smart eating menu at Ruby Tuesday's, Dr. Coles, how can we take some of that and extend it to our own cooking at home?
Well, it's easy. First of all, you've got to know the difference between the good oils to cook in and the bad ones. You want to go for olive oil, monounsaturated oils, olive oil, canola oil that contain no trans fats. They actually, believe it or not, do wonderful things for your cardiovascular system. People need to realize this because cardiovascular disease kills at least 40% of people in this country. And both of those oils will lower your cholesterol, make your heart less susceptible to abnormal rhythms, make your blood less sticky. So know what oils to cook in. Work on minimizing those highly refined bad white carbs. Go for whole grains instead of white bread. Mm-hmm. Go for more vegetables instead of baked potatoes.
You know, talking about the bread thing, Ann, when somebody introduced me I remember a Roman meal when I was a little kid. But when I was in my 20s, somebody introduced me to whole wheat bread. And once they did, I didn't have to be convinced because it just tasted better.
Tastes better, absolutely. Has more flavor.
I don't understand why people eat white bread. I mean, whole wheat bread is delicious.
Exactly. Well, they also need to know that's delicious and nutritious.
Are your breads at Ruby Tuesday's whole wheat?
We do offer the whole grain tortilla that you can have any hamburger wrapped in this whole grain tortilla wrap. So you can take your hamburger.
Wait a minute. But if it's wrapped in a tortilla, is it a hamburger then?
The way ours is, it's packaged up so that it actually looks like an old-fashioned malt shop hamburger.
Okay.
The tortilla wrap wraps around it, and you actually eat it like a hamburger, not like a burrito.
Oh, okay. All right. Because, if it's going to be a hamburger, I need for it to look like a hamburger.
It looks like a hamburger. And so any one of our burgers you could request in our whole grain tortilla wrap and get all that fiber.
By the way, is the smart menu available on your website?
It is. RubyTuesday.com is our website, and the smart eating information is available on the website. All of our menu items.
Are there recipes? Are you going to share your recipes with us, or are you going to keep that from us?
That's why you come to Ruby Tuesday, so we can cook for you. We take the work out of it. Not only do we cook, we clean up.
I guess I'll take that as a no, folks. Dr. Coles, you mentioned some of the other things that are not good for us that we need to pay attention to. What are those? Some of those things?
Right. Trans fats are the most heart-unhealthy ingredient in our food supply, and they come from hydrogenated oils. Many restaurants, in fact, most national chains generally fry in hydrogenated oils.
What is that? Tell us where hydrogenated oil comes from.
Okay.
What would that mean? Corn oil?
Exactly. What they do is they take a liquid vegetable oil, typically corn oil, and they put it through this process called hydrogenation that makes it more solid at room temperature. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, in that process, a very strange form of funny fat is created called trans fat.
And that's
trans
the kind fat that sticks to your arteries, doesn't it?
Trans fats do four different bad things to your cardiovascular system. So it's very important from a health standpoint to be aware of them and work on getting them out of your diet.
Mm-hmm. All right, what are some of the other bad things?
Again, I talked about these highly refined, highly processed white carbs.
Mm-hmm.
People love those. They need to know that they can predispose to weight gain. They will make you fatter. Mm-hmm. And they're also not good for your cardiovascular system. Excessive sugar is a member of the bad carb category. The other thing is too much saturated fat. Where does that come from? How do I learn that? That's from the four-legged, I call it the four-legged fat.
Mm-hmm.
Fatty cuts of beef and pork,
mm-hmm.
Whole dairy products, cream, cheese, ice cream. You need to minimize those items because saturated fat, again, has no useful purpose in the body. All it does is cause problems.
Julie, give us the Ruby Tuesday's website again, please.
Yes, it's www.rubytuesday.com. So
I know, Julie, you'd like to have a little bit of an exclusive on this. But folks, I'd like for you to go there and check out that smart menu and encourage those of you who eat somewhere else during the day besides Ruby Tuesday's, encourage those other restaurants to cook their foods the same way. Julie Reed and Dr. Ann Coles, thank you very much for being here.
Good job today. Thank you.
We'll see you next time.
Great.
Quick break. I'll be right back with Arky, C, and Cuddy. 29 after this show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.